Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Rick Ganley with NHPR News. A Newington company that wants to transport propane by rail on the seacoast has reached an agreement with neighbors who have stood in opposition to the project for 2 years. NHPR's Emily Corwin has more on the unexpected resolution.
The agreement limits railcar traffic and includes fire safety measures paid for by C3, which hopes to bring in American propane over tracks between Newfields and an expanded facility in Newington. For 2 years, residents and cities along the tracks, as well as the Great Bay stewards, fought against the project. They feared a rail explosion. Rich DiPentima lives along the railroad.
This is better than what we would have gotten if we did nothing.
Friday morning, all objecting parties will agree to withdraw their concerns from the state's site evaluation committee in exchange for C3's concessions. Later that afternoon, the committee will decide if C3 can begin its expansion immediately. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
Bernie Sanders has officially enrolled in the New Hampshire Democratic presidential primary.
Somewhere I'm supposed to sign this thing, I think, right?
Although there was talk that the independent Vermont senator might have some trouble being on the Democratic ballot, Sanders told the press he's fulfilled all the requirements.
You know, when you have the chairperson of the Vermont Democratic Party saying that I am a Democrat and should be on the ballot, when you have the chairman of the New Hampshire Democratic Party saying I'm a Democrat and should be on the ballot, I don't have to prove too much more.
After Sanders filed, he was greeted with hundreds of supporters who filled the State House lawn. On Wednesday, Democratic candidate Martin O'Malley filed. Hillary Clinton is expected to file on Monday. It's another full day for presidential candidates on the campaign trail. Meanwhile, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will hold a pair of town hall meetings today. He'll start this morning in Somersworth, and he'll speak to voters again this afternoon at a pub in Hanover. Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina will hold several events in the state today, including a stop at a Stratford County GOP rally this evening in Dover. And Ohio Governor John Kasich is expected to be at the State House in Concord later this morning to file for the New Hampshire primary. Kasich will hold the town hall meeting later in the day in Hopkinton. In sports, the Capitals beat the Bruins. 4-1 was the final last night. That was the first road loss of the season for Boston. We'll see more clouds than sun across the Granite State today. There is a shower possible later this afternoon. It'll be breezy, highs in the 60s and lower 70s. Clouds and a chance for an evening shower, then clearing skies after midnight with temperatures in the 40s to low 50s. Sunshine in southern counties on Saturday. We'll see more clouds as you head farther north. Cooler with temperatures in the 50s statewide. Mostly sunny and cool on Sunday. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from Northeast Delta Dental, providing dental benefits to businesses of all sizes and individuals throughout New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont, nedelta.com. And Hemingway Trust Company, offering full wealth advisory services and creating a customized approach to meet each client's goals, hemtrust.com.